It's a W-A-Y-D, and we start with Alex.
I get to start. Two Mariners fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
We get it. You're cool and weird, like people from Portland. You like to shed the norms of society, go by the beat of your own drum when you go to a sporting event. No peanuts and Cracker Jacks for you guys. Oh, no! No hot dogs and beer for you. You live outside the bun. Hipster Seattle fans have cornered the market on grasshoppers at ball games, and we're all very proud of them for being their own rainbows. Safeco has always been known to have fantastic ballpark food. Burgers, sushi, chowder, hot dogs, all that good stuff you associate with baseball, and also Seattle. But eating grasshoppers is weird, and I can't get behind it. The idea of spending $4 a cup on toasted grasshopper is a leap I cannot make. And they've been eating so many grasshoppers, in fact, that there has been a shortage of grasshoppers to eat at Safeco. If you're into adventurous foods, Mariner fans, feel free to watch that Andrew Zimmern show or whatever it was on Food Network. Do not think that selling and eating grasshoppers is an acceptable thing in our society, let alone something that should be done while watching our national pastime. No! This is why you never win in the playoffs, Mariner fans. You play too much. Eat a hot dog, drink a beer, and watch your team lose like everyone else who isn't a Red Sox or Cubs fan. Wow, that...
Ooh.
I cannot get used to that sentence. That's just weird.
Strange.
It's Mariner fans, we ask.
What are you doing?
Safeco Field, we bring you food, ambiance, a retractable roof, everything but a contending club.
And bugs you can eat. All right.
To Bill Spooner, Dan Crawford, Rodney Ma, I ask.
What are you doing?
They're the Keystone Cops who officiated last night's Spurs win against the Grizzlies. And look, San Diego's dominating, but these guys are not even close. They're calling two different games. I mean, Memphis is kind of a shell of the rough-and-tumble group who found their way to the West Finals 4 years ago. But one guy, Kawhi Leonard, got to the line 19 times. That's more than the entire Grizzly team. 15 times. Spurs weren't even going off inside. They got outscored in the paint, 30-20. It was blatant. And again, this deal where players and coaches get fined for telling the truth, but the Zebras get to hide and leave the arena, answering no questions, that's some bullhooey, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Charles Barkley, I ask.
What are you doing?
Chuck makes outlandish comments a lot. This is not something new, but he is not generally known for making heartless ones. Isaiah Thomas's sister died in a car accident not even 24 hours before he played in a basketball game in the playoffs. So during the pregame warmups, the emotions, you know, of it kind of caught up to him, and he was crying on the sidelines. It was brought up during TNT's coverage, and Barkley said it made him uncomfortable and that it wasn't a good look. His reasoning is because it showed everyone that Thomas wasn't prepared to play. I mean, I'm almost speechless in how to respond to that because it's so wrong and ridiculous. Thomas played well that night in the game. Athletes play through adversity all the time. It's a big reason we revere athletics so much in general. He's also a person, a human being who just suffered a great loss that obviously affected him a great deal. Who the hell do you think you are to judge him on the way he deals with it? Literally, all this does is make Barkley look like a jerk who has no idea how to relate to actual human beings. How about this? I'm uncomfortable living on a planet with people who have your attitude, dude, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Very disappointing. To Pac-Man, steak at a strip club is my taste, Jones, I ask.
What are you doing?
Very good steak, though.
This dude getting ticked at a reporter for asking the most obvious question that anyone with an IQ over 16 and a half knows is coming, since it's the first media gathering since incident number 3204. You've been arrested with more frequency than Sean Spicer sticks his foot in his mouth. The people who cover your underachieving choke artist team are a conduit to the fans. And another thing, Pac-Man, you're 33. What is it with guys like Sheed and some of the other eternal crybabies? They just never figure it out. They just never grow up. It's always a hissy fit. It's always somebody else. It's never a look in the mirror. A lock first ballot guy in the disgraceful hall of shame, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Nate Silver, I ask.
What are you doing?
Nate Silver is the guy who runs the data accumulation site 538.com. For a while last year, he was having a pretty good run. He would put together, actually over the last few years, put together these amazing charts about baseball and would kind of show you these incredible things that happen in games that are hidden in numbers so you could actually predict outcomes of things and where guys would stand. It was actually really neat. Until the presidential election. Let's just say he epically biffed that one throughout the entire process, including up until when Hillary conceded. Well, he knocked out another asinine one this week leading up to the NBA playoffs. It's a pretty simple one. Win probability for NBA teams in terms of winning the title. He has the Warriors leading the way at a whopping 59%, followed by the Spurs at 11, followed by the Raptors, the Clippers, the Celtics. I'm going to stop. Hey, Alex, you might be asking yourself, where are the Cavs? Why haven't you gotten to them yet? Well, that's because Silver had them at 2%, right behind the Rockets, Jazz, and Wizards. That's right. He had the Clippers, the Wizards, and the Jazz ahead of the defending champs in terms of chances to win the NBA title. Nate Silver proving once again that his numbers are the least trustworthy numbers on earth, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Do they still have LeBron? They do, right?
Okay. I think so, as of last night.
And Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving still in the
game? They won last night.
They're still
on
the team. Okay. All right.
To Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder Starling Marte, I ask.
What are you doing?
Got suspended 80 games. Stop me if you heard this. Failed a PEDS test. And, of course, he played the traditional card. I've been informed that I tested positive in one of the tests that are regularly done in my job. What? Dude, you failed the test because you took an illegal substance, you dope. You got caught cheating. End of story. So every guy who uses thinks in the back of their mind, they're not going to catch me. I'm not Manny. Except they do. And again, neglect and lack of knowledge is what he blames, which I assume is, I took something I didn't know was on the ban list, which we've determined is just complete BS. Easiest thing in the world. Look at box, left hand. List of banned substances, right hand. Compare. If there is a match, don't take it. And of course, like we've said many times before, the benefit of the doubt ship with these guys hasn't sailed. It's been torpedoed. It's underneath the Titanic, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Like, are they taking so many supplements that they just don't even bother looking them all up? Now, that's my question here. Is like, because if you take something, say, I take an allergy medication every day or something, that's like one thing I take. I could easily look at it and say, hey, is it on this list? No, it's not on this list. Okay, I'll keep taking it. Are they taking so many things every day that they couldn't even bother to look it up? Like, that's crazy.
I think they think
it's part of your job, isn't it?
They could supplement it and get away with it. They're taking something to enhance their performance, and they don't think they're going to get caught.
Basically, if that's not the case, then they're just overtly cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think they are.